His Indian Wife. Chapter 1. Just like other days, everybody went to the breakfast table, but one person was missing. "Where is the little one?" a man in his 30s asked a servant while walking down the stairs. "She might be still hibernating. I will go and wake her up right now." Saying so, the servant went upstairs immediately. "Young miss, it's me, Aunt Diya." The servant named Diya knocked at the door, but she got no response from the person in the room. She knocked again, but nobody answered, nor anybody opened the door. "Strange. She wakes up at 7 in the morning usually, young miss." Diya knocked at the door again, but it was making her more worried as she heard no sound coming inside of the room. She started having a bad feeling. "Sir." Diya ran downstairs immediately. She was panicking when she looked at the members downstairs while gasping for breath. "What's wrong? Why is she not here yet?" The old man, who was the head of the family, said so. Everybody respected him. Nobody ever did anything against his wish. "Young miss, I think she is, she." Diya was hesitant to say it, but she panicked more. "She? What?" The old man looked at her questioningly as he asked him. "She, I think she is not in the room. I've knocked on the door many times, but she didn't open the door. I didn't hear any sound coming from the room," Diya said quickly in a speed without taking a breath. "What?" Everybody was shocked. They got up to their chairs immediately. "Kunal, Siraj, what are you waiting for? Go and see where your sister is. Go!" the old man shouted angrily. "Yes, Grandpa." Kunal ran upstairs immediately and Siraj followed behind. "Sanaya, open the door." Kunal knocked at the door. Hearing no sound, he knocked again. When he looked at Siraj, as they heard no response. They knocked at the door one more time and they heard nothing from the room. "Bro, let's break the door." As Siraj said it, Kunal nodded his head. And then they moved away from the door. Then they broke the door and got inside of the room. "Sanaya." They started searching around in the room as they did not see their sister lying on the bed. "Bathroom." Kunal ran to the bathroom. It was not locked from inside. Searching inside, he saw nobody. They could not find their sister in her room. It was an empty room without its owner. After searching well, Kunal finally saw a letter. "Letter." Everybody was looking at the letter in Kunal's hand. What could be written in it? They could not guess. "Read it," the old man ordered Kunal. Kunal looked at his mother and then he started reading it louder so everybody standing there could hear it. "Mama, mother. Baba, father, I'm so sorry. I can't marry Virat. I want to do a job and I want to live an independent life. Even if it is just for a short while, but I want to live independently till I don't come back here. I am going to the USA. I will be back soon. Once I come back, I will do what you guys will tell me to do. I will marry whoever you guys will tell me to marry, but now, I don't want to marry anybody. Sorry again, but I am leaving." As long as the old man heard that, he sat on the chair. Nobody ever did something like that in the house, but today, his granddaughter dared to. "How shameful." He hit his hand on the table angrily and said, "How dare she run away from home? Going to the USA. I will see how you will leave this country. Everybody listen to me carefully. Sanaya must be back before tonight. Do whatever you need to do, but she must not leave this country. I cannot lose my honor because of such a granddaughter. She must marry Virat. Go and get her here by any means." Kunal smiled after reading the letter. Finally, his little sister took a step for her future. For her happiness. She ran away from home. Though Kunal did not give her the idea of running away, but he was happy that she took a step to fulfill her dreams. Since childhood, Kunal has wanted to protect his sister, Sanaya, but he could not help her to live in freedom. His grandpa was the head of the family and everybody in the family did what he wanted them to do. What he chose for them was considered as the best for everybody. But Sanaya mostly disagreed, but yet she never went against him. She always followed the path he chose for her, but this was the first time she did something on her own. For herself. She did what her heart told her to do. I hope you will enjoy your life. Live independently from now on. Senaya, spread your wings and fly like a free bird. Kunal looked at the letter and smiled, wishing the best for his beloved sister. Run, Senaya, run. You can't waste even a single minute. Grandpa might have authorized my brothers to catch me and take me back with them as soon as possible. No way. I cannot get caught. A tall girl in her 21 was running faster with her luggage. Damn. She was good at running. Finally reaching the airport, she stopped running. She looked back for a moment and closed her eyes. She did not know when she would see her city again, as she had no idea whether it was going to be 2 years or 4 years when she would be back. From childhood until she got adopted, she never knew she would have such a great family. Loving parents. And the best brother in the universe like Kunal, but she was so happy. She got to get loved and have a family. She felt sad though, because she was not going to see them for some years and she was going to miss them, but it was time for her to live her life. She wished they would not be so angry at her for running away all of a sudden. Time to go, Senaya. She opened her eyes and smiled. Meet Senaya Roy Chowdhury. Beautiful, tall, and simple girl. She is 21 years old. Was about to get married, but she wants to live her life independently, so she ran away to her home. She is from a joint family. Everybody in the family loved her except 3 people. Her cousin's sister, her aunt, and her younger brother, Suraj. She wanted to live like a free bird since her childhood, but she had to live in a cage. Going to school, she had people bullying her. They always said, "You are an orphan. You are just lucky to get adopted. What's with your attitude?" But the truth was, she never had an attitude towards them. She just didn't know how to get along with people, and slowly it became harder for her to talk to people. But when she was in college, she changed a lot. She had a lot of friends. She had people protecting her if anybody tried to bully her. But one thing never changed, and that was, she was not allowed to live her life as she wanted. She never went to parties. She never got to date a boy. And after she graduated, her grandpa set her wedding with her dad's friend's son, Virat, whom she never liked actually. She was not interested in marriage. She always wanted to ask her birth parents one thing. Why did they leave her in an orphanage? But she never saw them, so there was no way she could meet them in this lifetime. But her adopted parents loved her. They didn't let her feel like she was adopted. And she was really happy to have them by her side. Thanks for listening to the Bravanovel audiobook. Welcome to download the Bravanovel app. Read the novel His Indian Wife online and get the latest updates.